Hello and welcome to Bees in Wonderland. Today we'll be learning about why do bees swarm. The first reason of why bees would swarm is probably if their hive is either damaged or destroyed, or if there are two queens and they each take 50% of the hive, one group of the hive will stay in the hive that's already made and the other will go swarm. Now, what does a swarm look like? If you don't know what a swarm looks like, then if you have Legos or anything that you can just put together, put that together, and that's what a swarm will look like. It looks like a ball, but a moving ball, because all the bees are just climbing on top of each other, and they all produce wax to sort of build like a little hive, and then they'll keep adding on to that as time goes by. They also make little swarms for attacking purposes, defense. In Asia, where they have the Asian giant hornet, they have to basically cook it alive, which they'll swarm the Asian giant hornet, which it'll cook it alive in that case, and it'll kill it. They're sting immune, so can't sting it to death. So that's another reason of why bees swarm. And they also do the same thing to their queens when they need to. So they kill their queens. But that's only if they really have to. Like if there's another queen, that's one reason. There are a lot of other reasons that they do that, but focusing mostly on why they swarm, which what a swarm would be like is if you were moving houses. And that's sort of like a swarm. You're traveling to a new hive. And if you were traveling to build a new house completely from scratch, that would be basically the term of swarm. Also, a lot of bees is called a swarm of bees. I'm sure you've heard of that. And that is really what a swarm is. Now, also what this swarm does is, it's pretty simple. You know, a swarm is basically a group of bees traveling. Bye.